I opened my eyes. A small screen hovered about 4 inches in front of my face. A small indicator blinked in the corner in pale green. 5 o'clock. The back field, all dead grass and weeds. The sky, still dark but beginning to lighten. The ripple in the fabric of existence hanging horizontally about 3 feet from the ground. I jerked upright in the bed. Sean grabbed me, pulled me back, and vaulted over me to land on the carpet, a wicked green knife in his hand. He scanned the room, poised on his toes, keeping himself between me and the threat. Wow.
What is it?
The cuckoo!
I scrambled off the bed, sprinting for my robe hanging on a hook.
They aren't due until tonight.
I pulled my robe on.
They're 15 hours early.
30 seconds later, I tore out of the inn onto the back porch. Cold bit at my bare legs under the robe. Next to me, Sean stood in his own copper robe. The ripple had widened, pulsating, as if an invisible bobber was dancing on the air.
Do you always sleep with a knife?
Yes.
Another scar from Nexus. It would get better with time. At least, I hoped it would. A yellow light burst in the center of the ripple, and a rotund, feathered body popped up above it, as if shot out from an underground cannon. The cuckoo spread his russet wings, suspended for a fraction of a second, his big purple eyes opened wide, and landed on the ground with a squawk, his feathers erect, his leather apron slightly askew.
Holy f-
Another cuckoo shot out, then another and another, two at a time, as if a cuckoo geyser had sprouted in our backyard. The cuckoos sorted themselves into two roughly equal groups, those with mostly reddish and pink plumage, and those with pale lavender and green. Finally, an older, almost completely white cuckoo popped free of the ripple and landed in front of the two groups. Two younger cuckoos with turquoise feathers flanked him on both sides. The left cuckoo handed him an elaborately carved cane. The right cuckoo held out a complex headdress of twisted metal wire, studded with gems, and plonked it on the elder's head, buckling the chin strap in place. The elder drew himself up to his full height, which was about 3 feet, 3.5 if you counted the hat, adjusted the headdress before it slid off his head, and strode toward us.
Greetings, innkeeper. Greetings, Tearsil.
If Sean was surprised by being addressed as a male falcon, he didn't show it.